All right, we're going to call the, what are we in here? The House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. Is that the right committee?
That's right.
Order. Today, we have Representative Kawasaki here, Representative Boot, Representative Lynn, Representative Ramirez, and myself, Representative Harris, acting chair today in place of Representative Gatto, who's up in Anchorage watching and helping the military folks leave for active duty. Today, we do have a quorum to conduct business, and today, before us, we have the chief chef of the lounge introducing some new food for Representative Boot. Before us is House Joint Resolution number 53, urging the United States Congress to pass House Resolution 1034. And before us is a representative of Representative Gatto's office. For the record, would you introduce yourself and explain a little bit about the resolution?
Thank you. My name is Karen Sawyer. I'm staff to Representative Carl Gatto.
Good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Speaker.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Speaker?
Yes, sir. Do you have a question for Karen or just want to interrupt her? Representative Ramos, a question for Karen before she gets started.
Karen, how are you?
I am fine.
Through the chair.
Thank you. Through the chair. I am fine, Representative Ramos.
Karen, through the chair. Thank you for your testimony. It's been compelling so far.
All right, Karen, continue and ignore the wishes of the Judiciary Chair right now.
The honor and remember flag was conceived by George Lutz. He was the father of a young man who died in Iraq in 2005. George and other families who lost loved ones wanted to know two things. Their sacrifice was not in vain, and the nation would never forget. However, there wasn't a universally recognized symbol that specially acknowledged the American servicemen and women who never made it home. So men and women who have been serving the United States military and dying for their country for more than 200 years, and they deserve a symbol of recognition and honor. Many people believe that the American flag honors the fallen. However, the American flag stands for what we believe, the unity of our people and the diversity of our nation. And it, most importantly, is a symbol of what we fight for, freedom, rather than an emblem to honor those fallen. Those that are being honored by this flag are those who have been killed from action or killed in service from the moment our nation began. This flag honors all those who, by draft or volunteer, have put themselves in a position to defend the Constitution, the American flag, and our freedoms. This honor and flag, remember flag, should be important to every citizen of the United States. Never before in the history of our country have we realized how vulnerable we can be to those who would destroy us. Now more than ever, our fighting men and women deserve our support and our gratitude. By flying the honor and remember flag, we say to them and their families that we as Americans will never forget their contribution to our freedom. And the flag, the flag as it stands, and I don't know if you've got a picture in the packet, but it looks like this. And I can share this brochure if you'd like. And at the bottom of the flag, what the intention of the nonprofit Honor and Remember Flag Incorporated, they will personalize each flag and give it to the family of the fallen loved one. And then the intent is to reach out across the entire country. They're doing a wide sweep across the country, visiting every state, and they'll be here in Alaska in August. And they're just presenting flags to as many people as they can so that everyone it remembers, you know, our fallen. And the idea is to have it flown on the same, whenever an American flag is flown, then on like Memorial Day, Veterans Day, et cetera, this flag would fly below it. So, and I'm hope we do have Alaska chapter here, which is down in Sterling. And Dave Caswell is the representative from that chapter, and I'm not sure if he's online, though. He is?
Very nice.
Okay, good.
And I'll be calling on him in just a minute.
Very okay. Nice. So I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
Representative Lynn has a question.
Thank you very much. It's been traditional when a veteran is buried, they have an American flag over their casket. Mm-hmm. Would this take the place of the flag over the casket?
No. No, it will not. Through the chair.
Would that be part of the ceremony?
That has not, actually, I have not heard that that would even be a part of the ceremony. I believe that this flag is something that will be presented to the family. And then also, different cities and counties and states are, they're hoping to adopt this flag so that will be flown in all public areas.
Through the chair, the American flag is folded and also handed to the family at the end of the military, at the funeral with military recognition.
Any other questions? Here you go. On the line, there aren't any questions. I'll go to a couple, at least one that's online here. On the line is Mr. Dave Caswell, all the way down in Sterling. Dave, are you on board?
Yes, Mr. Harris, I am.
Dave, do you have some comments to make?
I certainly do. I'd first of all like to thank the committee for hearing this resolution. Also, I'd like to thank Karen for stealing some of my thunder. But I will kind of reiterate some things that she said, and then I will answer the question that came up, and then answer any other questions that may be brought before me.
All right, Dave, go ahead.
A lot of people ask, why another flag? Many have and continue to think that the U.S. flag was our way of honoring and remembering our fallen heroes. Many people do believe this to be true. However, the American flag stands for what we believe, the unity of our people and the diversity of our nation. It is a symbol of what we fight for, rather than an emblem to honor those fallen. Here is how the symbolism of the American flag is generally understood. The U.S. flag, consisting of 13 stripes, 7 red alternating with 6 white. The stripes represent the original 13 colonies. The stars represent the 50 states of the Union. The colors of the flag are symbolic as well. The red symbolizes hardiness and valor. White symbolizes purity and innocence, while blue represents vigilance, perseverance, and justice. Put simply, the dead honor the flag. The flag does not honor the dead. We build memorials, monuments, and erect statues to recognize individuals, deeds, and events. Yet in our over 200-year history, there has never been recognition of the sacrifices made by the more than 1.6 million servicemen and servicewomen that have died in military service to our country. To ensure that we can enjoy the benefits we have and live our lives in freedom. Currently, we take time out from our lives, maybe 3 times a year, to remember these individuals. On the anniversary of their death or funeral, Memorial Day and Veterans Day, don't you feel that they deserve more for the sacrifice that they made? It is for those 1.6 million who can't be here and their families that I speak for. Thus is the need for this national campaign. That we as a nation, made up of individuals, groups, and organizations, communities, and states, will honor and remember these fallen heroes with a nationally recognized symbol, specifically designed and intended for that single purpose. Also for this symbol to fly as a constant reminder to all of us. For a nation that forgets its heroes will itself be forgotten. The question about would this take the place of the U.S. flag at a funeral? No, it will not. The U.S. flag is a gift from the nation to the family for the service that was provided by the veteran that is deceased. The U.S. flag can also be presented to veterans after they have completed their military service. It can also be presented to politicians upon their death or elected officials. There are other uses for the U.S. flag as well. As I mentioned earlier, it is a flag for the Americans. The honor and remember flag has been specifically designed and intended for the sole purpose of helping bring healing to family members who have lost a loved one, and as a constant reminder to each and every American that would see it, that somebody has died so that you can enjoy the benefits and freedoms that you have. The flag can also be personalized with a member's rank, name, date, and place of death, then presented to a Gold Star family at an appropriate ceremony after the funeral, such as Memorial Day event, a Veterans Day event, or possibly in church at the anniversary of the individual's death or funeral, or at some other point in time significant to the family receiving this flag. Honor and Remember is a 501c3 organization, and as such, any donation made to Honor and Remember is tax deductible. We operate by donations so that we can provide the program and get the information out regarding this flag and its campaign. We also take sponsorships. Sponsorship money, however, is directed solely towards providing personalized flags to Gold Star family members. At this point, if there are any questions of me, I would be glad to entertain them.
Dave, thank you very much for your testimony. It sounds to me like you're pretty well up to speed on the topic and well versed on it as well. Representative Bob Book has a question for you.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate your testimony. I do have a couple of questions for you. First of all, how many states have joined in this effort to date?
To date, there are 4 chapters. The state of Virginia, where George Lutz is from, was the first state to create a chapter. The second state was North Carolina, the third state was Ohio, and the fourth state was Alaska. I found out about this in December from a brochure that my wife brought home to me from a individual that had received a unpersonalized flag from a friend. And as soon as I saw this, I just immediately knew that this was something that I had a burn for. And so on the 29th of January, the Honor and Remember of Alaska was incorporated.
Thank you. The other question I have is I've been somewhat disillusioned in the past over some manufacturing. Is there any effort of any of, I didn't see anything in any of the packet or any of the other recommendations that these particular flags must be manufactured in America?
As far as I know, there is no requirement that they are, but the founder of this organization, George Lutz, has made the choice that these flags will be made in the United States of America, and at current time they're being manufactured in the state of Virginia. Also, I'm aware, to further answer the question previous, I'm aware of several states that have adopted resolutions, and there are other states that have resolutions in the works, just like Alaska does right now. I believe Virginia and Pennsylvania have already signed legislation in support of this, or maybe even in adoption, that they adopted this flag as their state symbol.
Through the chair, my final comment. Thank you very much for your efforts. I appreciate your endeavors in this. I think it's about time that we looked at an appropriate honor for those that have committed the ultimate sacrifice. And my single commentary is that I've seen American flags. I've seen American symbols. The last time I saw such a display was when I was at the Air Force Academy and was given a hat that was made in China. And to be given that was, to me, a slap in the face. Here I was at one of America's premier institutions, facilities of armed forces, and they were handing out caps that were not made in America. And to me, if this is to honor Americans, and that it is going to be something that is to honor the ultimate sacrifice, then I would really like to see that this is mandated that it's manufactured in America. Thank you. Appreciate your efforts again. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Butch, and I will mention this to the founder, your sentiments.
Okay, Dave?
Yes, sir.
I've got a question for you. Since the title of the resolution is urging the United States Congress to pass House Resolution 1034, can you tell me where in Congress it is at this point?
I believe I brought some information there. It's in a subcommittee. I did not bring the information with me, but yes, I did, right here. It's in a subcommittee and was referred to the subcommittee by the, I don't have that. I'm sorry, I do not have that information with me. But it is in a subcommittee, and it is being reviewed.
Well, Dave, let me, I'm very supportive of this, and we will move the bill out of the resolution out of the committee today if the votes are there. But what I want to tell you is this. I think it's sad that Congress, wherever it is, has put something like this in a subcommittee, which is usually a way of burying something and killing it, you know?
Yes, sir.
We consider it to be surrounding it with our 40 best people and working on it, meaning that 40 people have a hard time understanding and getting along and making things happen, so you put your 40 best people on it and you work it to death. Seems to me like if it's in a subcommittee, we got to get it out of the subcommittee, and with your help, we can do it, Dave.
Thank you, and I have submitted emails to Senator Lisa Murkowski, Mark Begich, and Representative Don Young, and Representative Nancy Pelosi, urging them to expedite the movement of this House Resolution 1034 from subcommittee to the floor for vote. I just recently, yesterday evening, I believe it was, I got an email indicating to me who the subcommittee members, or excuse me, who the co-sponsors were. And there were, as I recall, 11 or 12 co-sponsor names on that email, and it is my intention to send an email to those individuals as well, urging them to help get this resolution moved out of subcommittee.
All right, very good, Dave. Anybody else has questions for Mr. Caswell?
Okay.
If not, do I have a motion? Representative Lynn?
Mr. Chairman, I hereby move House Joint Resolution number 53, that's 26-LS1579/R, with individual recommendation and fiscal notes, if any.
Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing no objection, then HGR 53 has moved from the committee on to its next committee referral, which I don't know if there is one. And with that, I thank all the members who have shown up here today, and I thank Dave. Thank you for being online, and we are adjourned.
You know, Bob.